Hey guys, this is Check Please with Ethan, Lee, and Cameron. We're going to be hitting the World Cup, our summers, intros, and ALS Ice Bucket Challenge. Coming right up. Okay, today we're going to be starting off with our brand new podcast. I actually texted Lee this summer. We were had kind of a slow summer. I was texting, hey, what if we start a podcast when we get back to school?
And I told him he was crazy.
Yeah, he did, in as few words.
And I told him he was a great human being that had a fantastic idea, Lee.
So. Actually, Cameron never said such a thing. He's not that nice.
I never.
You're so positive, Cameron.
I am always so positive.
Always so positive. Such a joy to have around. So today what we're going to start out with, obviously, you guys don't know us at all, more than likely, so we're going to introduce ourselves. So, Cameron, you want to start with that?
All right. Cameron Smith. I am a journalism and mass communications major. I'm a junior. Let's see what I do this summer, because I know what you did this summer.
That's kind of creepy.
It is a little creepy.
I worked part-time and took an online class, and I traveled a lot. That was good. I really love traveling.
Where'd you travel to?
I traveled to up to Pennsylvania, up to Greenville, South Carolina a couple of times, and then Texas. So, yeah. It was great. My favorite trip probably was Texas.
That's not cool.
Yeah, I saw, like, there were quite a few pictures on Facebook. You know, like, You came out in Greenville several times, didn't you?
Yeah, I came up maybe three times,
I think. You were in Greenville? So was I. Kind of.
When?
That's 3 weekends this summer.
Oh, wow.
So you came to town and didn't say hi to Lee.
I'm sorry, Lee.
I would have probably done the same weekends.
Cell 5.
All right, well, I guess I'll go next. My name's Lee Campbell. I'm a senior graduating in December here at Bob Jones. I am a journalism and mass communication student, same as Cameron, same major, best major on campus.
Beg to differ, but
no,
I'll let that go for the moment.
Anyways, I'm also an intern at an Infinity Marketing in the endorsements. Work there 2 times a week, do classes here 3 days a week. This summer, I took 3 online classes, worked about 50 hours a week, and traveled also a lot. Came to Greenville 3 times, went to Indiana a couple times, Kentucky, Atlanta, Ohio. Here and around, see my family, my girlfriend,
stuff,
my cousins.
Sounds good.
Went to a lot of lakes.
A lot of lakes. Just find random lakes.
Did
or
you
anything
grow up
specific
on a lake?
Yes, I did.
So
there's this one Lake Jocassee. You ever get a chance? Shout out. Go out there. It's clear. It's really nice. Go kayaking. Half a day. Cost you like $40. 2 people.
Did you ever end up like those guys on those videos you see on YouTube? Those guys are water skiing and end up like messing it up and flying up in the air like 20 feet. You're one of those guys?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Actually, one time, my dad got me in this huge like wave pool that was in the middle of the lake from a bunch of boats. And I was on this tube that we had that was like it was really big and round, but like it popped up out of the water. He got me on this one wave and he flicked me up in the air. And he, like, this isn't me saying this is how high I went. This is him telling me how high I went. He told me I was 20 feet up in there.
So literally 20 feet.
Literally 20 feet up in there, which, I mean, I'm 6.5 feet tall.
Did
so
you
like,
flop? Did you belly flop when you got
back?
No,
I came in and, like, I flipped up and I was, like, up in the air with my back towards the water. Mm-hmm. And, like, I kind of, like, flipped myself over. So I did, like, a backwards dive into the water because I was so afraid I was going to hit my
so
back
that's
in
like
the
a
water
life flashing before your eyes. Definitely.
Yeah. And since I had a life jacket on, I was like,
summer.
Whoosh, went really low, and then right back up. Yeah, man, nice.
You had one of those this summer?
Yeah. I crashed my car right before school.
Yeah.
So
please tell us about that.
So
that
unfortunate.
Is,
No. Basically, what happened was I destroyed my beautiful '98 Ford Explorer.
Oh, wow. What a shame.
I know. It was a shame. It cost me, like, not even $1,000. But basically, I was driving down a road here, Wade Hampton Boulevard, or Bullet Road?
Which
Wade
is like
Boulevard.
2 minutes
Boulevard
from campus.
Yeah, so basically, I was going to a friend's birthday party and was driving, was coming to a light, light was good, heard something behind me, turned, looked back, light was red, car was coming across, and I T-boned them.
Bang.
So yeah, there's that.
That is very unfortunate.
Well, the thing was, is what's really sad, though, is they always say, like, your life flashes before your eyes, and I was just like, I don't remember.
Yeah, well, I've always heard
I don't remember that.
You hear that in movies and books, whatever. It's like, I saw one where it's like, my life flashed before my eyes, and it was really boring.
my favorite is when I saw this quote, and it was like, they say that before you die, your life flashes before your eyes. Yeah, that's called living.
Right. All right. So Ethan, so,
I'll introduce myself. I'm a second semester senior, just like Lee, communications major, and I'm looking to go into law school next fall. So that's what I'm focusing on. That's actually what I worked on this summer mostly, was taking the law school admissions test. So that was kind of what I was working on this summer. Also did some temporary work and everything. The main thing I did after the LSAT was over, which was kind of early in the summer, was watching the World Cup, which, as anybody with two eyes in their head and a brain can figure out, was the highlight of the summer. That was for everybody, for the whole world.
You know, I do classes and sit there with the game on and just sit there and watch it.
Yeah, man. I miss, like, I had all kinds of free time, so I missed, like, maybe five games.
Well, aren't you lucky? I had to work.
Yeah, I texted you several times to tell you who was winning. He was like, who's winning? Is Germany winning? And they would all, like, if, for those of you who kept up with it, Germany, of course, won the World Cup, but that's not a spoiler, is it? We're 3 months removed, give or take.
Spoiler alert for Germany.
Spoiler alert, Germany won 2 months ago.
Germany won the World Cup 2 months ago.
If you live in a cave...
if you live in a cave or you're just now emerging to the rest of society, Germany won the World Cup.
We've got hermits up in the mountains listening to us right now, like, yes, you man. Sons of guns!
We're that popular, I guess. Mm-hmm. But Lee would text me at work, like, is Germany winning? They didn't really dominate as much as we thought they were, right, Lee?
I mean, they played a different tactic than they normally do. They normally play a very attacking role, considering they have guys like Mesut Ozil, Marco Reus,
Götze,
Müller,
Schweinsteiger,
Klose,
who didn't even start every game.
Yes, Schweinsteiger. And, I mean, they didn't have Reus because he was out injured. Gundogan was out injured. And they just played a lot different. Like, Lahm, who generally always is playing right back, was up in the midfield playing center defensive
mid.
Yeah,
they put him in a more attacking role.
And so they played very possession-centered, which is very weird.
Reduced their scoring a little bit.
Yeah, so instead of, you know, dominating every game 3-0 or 3-1, they would squeeze out one or two.
Gritty games.
Yeah. I mean, controlling most of the games, they ended most of the games with like 70% possession and then like 20 shots on target. And, I mean, it was an obvious win. It just, the score lines weren't like they normally were until they played Brazil. And then that it was like watching a Germany training session.
Did you watch that game, Cameron? The Germany-Brazil game? They won 7-1. If I remember correctly, it was 5-0
at the end
of the first half.
Let me go ahead and preface this. You're going to hear Lee and Ethan talk more about this. I watched a few World Cup games this summer. I didn't follow it that much, but I do know when a game goes 7-1, that means that the other team was either really bad or one team was really good.
Yeah, so, let's just say if the Royals,
actually Brazil, that's right. I remember that game. I know exactly where I was. I was in Greenville.
Oh, where are you?
And do you know Mark's Grill downtown?
Yeah.
We're sitting at Mark's Grill downtown, and the game was on the TV.
Everybody was freaking out.
Yeah,
we were watching it
because I literally remember Brazil. It was just winning streak, winning streak, winning streak. And, like, you know, good game, good game, good game. And then all of a sudden, up against the most random team possible, Germany, and losing 7-1. Like, soccer, that's unheard of to even get 3 points in a game, let alone seven.
The problem is, like, one of the funniest things is you're sitting there and you're watching the game. And you're like...
On Twitter at the same time.
No, but you're just watching the game and you're like, I'm not sure if that was another goal or just a replay of the last goal.
Right, because they happened so fast.
Yeah, here you go, and you're just like, I'm confused. Am I watching the replays or just more goals? I'm what's the actual score? Are we like 20-2 or, you know, like, are they just replaying the same goal? Is it still 1-0? Like, I was so confused.
Yeah, I'm from Kansas City, and for those of you who are keeping up with baseball, following the Royals pretty hard this year, obviously. My brother says I'm a bandwagon fan because he's more faithful to them than I am. I'm kind of also a Yankees fan, so all of you out there who are crying foul, like, it is possible to be a Yankees and a Royals fan at the same time. But anyway, let's just say if the Royals, who beat the Yankees last night, actually in Yankee Stadium, won nothing, that's, if you know, the 7-1, you know, it blows that score out of the water. Normally a baseball score should be higher than a soccer score, but, you know, it was just a freak accident. Twitter obviously was melting down. I was keeping up with Twitter during most of the game.
Is that what you're calling it, just a freak accident?
I think so. There were some...
You think the Germany game versus Brazil was a freak accident?
Well, here's what I'll say. They were missing two of their key players, Thiago Silva and
Neymar. And I think they were just in like a mental slump.
I think it was what it, and there was other things too. They were, like you were saying, the streak. I don't think they lost a competitive game in Brazil since the 1970s.
Yeah.
So coming in, they had all, and they were in the Maracanã, I believe.
Yeah.
They had everybody behind them. And Germany, I think, was Brazil was kind of the favorite, obviously, but they weren't really that strong of a team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they were kind of, the picture was better than it should have been for Brazil. Like, Lee and I are Germany like fans. We thought Germany was going to win, of course. Let's transition to, like, the U.S. Did you guys watch the U.S. games?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I did.
And, I mean, they even grinded out hard against Germany, which, I mean.
Yeah, they were very impressive in that game, given the conditions.
I was very impressed with the United States. I mean, they kept it all the way to, you know, the final 16, and good on for them, you know.
It shows how, like, we can come into a sport, and, I mean, I think in, like, two World Cups, we'll probably be in, like, the semifinals.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Do you guys – how many World Cups do you think it is before we can contend for the title?
I'd put two. I mean, you're slowly going to progress.
Three if we're contending for the title.
Mm-hmm. I saw an article soon after we got kicked out about how much better we would be if we had all the best athletes of the U.S. playing soccer, like LeBron James playing midfield, Johnny Manziel playing striker, Adrian Peterson playing striker, mm-hmm. Some of these guys. So you do notice, like, you see guys like, obviously the guys on the U.S. soccer team are in phenomenal shape, and good on for them. They were in phenomenal shape.
Mm-hmm.
But if you imagine, like, if you took
the caliber
like Beckerman, Beckerman, great player, but he would never make it probably in, like, national teams. Yeah, he's not. Yeah, I think he's MLS. So.
Oh, my word. Wow, I didn't even know that. So I'm looking up Dempsey right now.
Yeah, he didn't even.
I think he's getting older, and he's.
Yeah, no,
he went back to Seattle.
He went to Furman.
Yeah, he did.
I did not know that. That's great. Furman is another college here in Greenville that I have spent multiple times at because they have a great campus. It's really great. Anyway.
Shout out to that. That's a beautiful campus. Yeah. You hang out there a lot, don't you, Lee?
Yes, I do. I have a hammock. Go hang it up by the lake. Just hang out.
So shout out to
it's a good way for like Saturday afternoons.
Which I think Dempsey was great. You know, I feel like
Michael Bradley didn't play up to his two expectations. Mm. He was that man can run everywhere. He ran all over the place. Like you would notice that, but his touch wasn't the greatest. So we're gonna transition into something our first segment we might introduce some more segments as we go on with the podcast. But today, we want to introduce one of our segments. Is called Pet Peeves.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to start us off with freshmen. One. Maybe we'll go into another one. And this is for freshmen. A pet peeve / piece of advice.
And this is directed primarily at Bob Jones students.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're just trying to help it out. This is our personal opinion. Mm-hmm. We're not saying that.
Take it with a grain of salt.
It's not socially unacceptable, even though it is, but, you know, it's our opinion.
Our opinion. So, you know, take it or leave it.
We don't hate you, but we do.
You can take it or leave it. You can turn off the podcast if you want to and never hear us again. But I would say don't wear the buttons.
The freshman buttons.
Just don't wear the buttons.
Class of 2018. Okay. It's okay if you're a freshman to put it on your back. You know, I understand.
That's borderline at that point.
Certain freshmen who are just who have it on
their
apparel and like on their pants, and I'm like, don't just.
And also, it's like me as somebody who likes style and clothes, I just cringe. It's like you're putting two holes in your shirt.
That's true. That's another thing I didn't even think about. You're right.
It's just you're ruining it. Like that eventually is going to become a larger hole, and you just you're drawing unneeded attention to yourself. It's like, please put a large neon sign on your head that says, I am a freshman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, the thing is, my brother Seth is actually a freshman here as well, and he's a good kid. Hopefully we'll have him on as a guest maybe later in the semester.
Mm-hmm.
But I was telling him, and he's been really good at this. You know, he doesn't look like a freshman. He doesn't. The defining quality of a freshman is they look lost. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Seth's been here a few times for trips and whatever. So he doesn't look exactly like a freshman, but yeah. You look like one if you're lost or whatever, which that comes with time. That's fine.
That applies to a lot of things, actually.
Putting the button on, that.
It's another thing. And we're just trying to help you out, guys.
Yeah,
just
don't
wear the button.
Don't wear the button.
Don't wear the button. Don't look lost. We're going to, things like that.
How we're going to close out this segment, the pet peeves, is a verdict. So let's take a vote. Should you or should you not wear the button, Cameron? Are there any circumstances in which you should? I'm talking like as a senior, because some seniors do.
Okay. I would say.
Let's say this. I'm going to say this. If you like buttons for the style of a button, not like a class of 2018 button. But I know a friend of mine, Meredith, she's a senior this year, and she has a really cool like satchel backpack. And she's got like all of these great vintage,
I know what you mean, yeah.
all of these great vintage buttons, like Pepsi Company, and,
and
you
it
know,
looks
all
cool.
this stuff. It looks good. It looks really good. Just not the like, you know, the one button as
on your shirt
or above, something like that.
I mean, so we got to go with probably no unless it looks good, Cameron. Okay, how about you?
I would say the only time it's acceptable is your senior year and you want to put it on your back, because then you're like, it's kind of. It's looking back. It's kind of like nostalgic feeling.
Yeah,
and
it's okay. At that point.
Yeah, and like if you have it, okay, that's fine. That is the only
I don't even think
time.
I have
so we're going to go with never put on clothing.
No, never
just put on clothing. Walk around campus naked.
If I see
naked,
it
I think you should
on
be good.
Clothing, I would like to just come over and rip it off. Just put a
so
huge
there you,
hole in
there you have it, guys. So Lee Campbell from Check Please will actually rip your button off if you wear it.
If
so
you
I wouldn't do that. He's a big
around.
Kid. He's a big kid.
You I'm just a big well, kid. The thing is like you might not even know him, so it's just like you're
gonna be really awkward,
and someone's just gonna come up to you and just like that,
which might actually tear your. How would you do that?
I would just walk up to him.
You'd ruin
unbutton
the shirt.
It and just take it off. Yeah, awkward that would be.
I actually dare you to do that by the time we tape our next podcast and tell us about it.
What are the odds? We'll play that game right now.
We'll play the odds. Are you all familiar with the odds game? Cameron, can you explain the odds game?
I am not familiar
okay,
with the odds
okay.
game.
Okay,
I
explain
can
it.
Explain the odds game. The odds game is a way for guys and other people to do things that they would never do for no reason. So you start out with the game and let's
just
say
whatever,
me and
a random thing to do.
Yeah, so like this me walking up to
usually
a freshman
pretty embarrassing.
And taking his button off of him. And
walking
away.
Not even
like
saying
that's something I would never do. That's just socially unacceptable. Right. But for the game, I possibly can do it.
I do is I propose the odds. Say, what are the odds, Lee, that you would do this?
And then I have to choose one out of however many numbers. The higher the number, the lower the probability of we both guess the same number, and the lower probability of me doing it. So a lot of times, you know, if you're feeling really, really brave, you do 1 and 2. If you're feeling kind of brave, you do 1 and 5. If you're feeling brave, you know, 1 and 10. If you don't want to do it, you do like 100 and 1,000, you know, 1 and 1,000. Oh, the odds of us getting the same number.
And so I'm
653.
I'm assuming where this is going is like if you do like 1 and 2, if you see two people with buttons on, you have to go do it.
Well, no. So then I choose the odds. So for this, I'll do 1 in 5, 1 in 10.
And let me just say, this is obviously, we're not taping this live, but let me just say, this is not rigged. So if this were to happen, then we'd do it. This is actually happening right now, for real. So 1 in 5?
No, 1 in 10.
1 in 10. Okay,
so then
we count down.
We count down 3, 2, 1, and then we both say a number. And if he guesses my number, then I have to do it.
So 1 in 10, right? Okay, so
3, 2, 1, 10.
Oh, so there you go. He didn't get it. The other night, however, Lee, you weren't there. I was with Bernard and some other friends.
I love this story.
We were in the den, which if you guys haven't checked that out, huge shout out. I think they did. I'll take
a phenomenal job of renovating it.
They did amazing. Like I like the whole like little coffee shop feel, like the whole concrete floor and everything. They did a great job. Maybe we can talk about that later. But anyway, we go in and right by in front of the Cup of Jones area. There's a rose on the table, and we're like, this is odd. You know, it's just sitting there. There's no one there at the table, and there's a rose sitting there. So Bernard gets the brilliant idea of saying, what are the odds? And there's three girls over there sitting over wherever else. And he's like, what are the odds? You take the rose, and you just sit it down at the table and say, have a nice night.
Give it to one of them.
I was like, whatever, man.
I like where this
1 in 10. He got me. We both said 4. And I had to go do it. And then it gets better. How does it get better?
So, from what I've heard, is a couple minutes later, Ethan had left, and then they came back, and they were all standing around, and the girls got up to leave. And the girl picked up the rose and walked over, looked at Ethan, broke it in half, and threw it down.
Funniest thing ever.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. But that was good stuff. So that's our that's explaining the dare, and that's the end of our pet peeves segment. So let's
maybe every week we'll do an odds game.
That's not a bad idea.
Maybe some good stuff.
Maybe we'll have somebody actually have to do something eventually.
But for our last segment, there's been a certain surge of, you know, you've always got those challenges that come online. You know, you do this. You know, retweet this to five of your friends or repost this to however many people. And basically the point being is, you know, to, I guess, create awareness for it, to, you know, get involvement with your friends. And one that has actually been surging recently is the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge.
ALS.
All right. It's for Lou Gehrig's disease. I believe that's correct.
Yes.
And basically what it is to show support. Either you have to donate or you dump a bucket of ice on your head. And there's a lot of people. It's been really popular. A lot of celebrities, Robert Downey Jr., Chris Hemsworth, oh, man, so many other people.
Pretty much everybody you can think of has done
anybody this thing. Anybody you can think of. President George W. Bush.
President Bush. Yeah. His was nice. You know, the best one, I think, is if you guys have a chance to look it up, is so funny. Sir Patrick Stewart.
Yeah. You know, he did a very funny
one. A classy man, if I may say so myself. All he does is, he doesn't even, it's really different. That's why it's so good. He just has an ice bucket there. He's got a drink in it. And he, before he, it's like sitting there, he pulls out a check. Doesn't show how much it is, just signs it. It's all quiet. He never says anything. Just signs it, folds it up, sets it aside, pours himself a drink. Yeah, it looks like something that would be right along with the Dos Equis commercial or something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah. Everyone's done it. I did it after being nominated by Cameron. Mine was right in the middle. Nothing really unusual. Cameron's was maybe the best one I've seen. It was quite hilarious.
Yeah, no. What happened was me and my brother were sitting... I can't remember. I was nominated. I don't know if you know him, Mikey Bittencourt. I was nominated by him, and it was that night. Me and my brother were sitting at a Waffle House, and which, you know, is where all great ideas come from.
Waffle House, yeah.
Literally, the best ideas come at 2 a.m. at Waffle House.
I've sitting gone five times in my life, and three times has been at Waffle House.
Exactly.
And so basically, we're sitting there, and I'm like, "Well, I've been nominated by this thing. How do we make it great?" And so we just started like, "Well, what if you didn't do an ice bucket challenge?" And I was like explain, and my brother's like, "Well, like, what if you got the words mixed up?" And I was like, "All right, like if it was like a rice bucket challenge," mm-hmm. "and you accidentally poured a bucket of rice on your head." And then I was like, "Wait a minute, this could go somewhere." So, you know, for those of you who can't see the video because this is a podcast, basically what I had done was I had started off by saying there was some confusion and just progressing along the line of all of these variations of getting confused with it's a dice bucket challenge,
rice,
lice bucket challenge,
mice was and then the best.
Mice bucket challenge. And it's fantastic. And so it just that progressed. And then I, you know, took it seriously, nominated whoever I wanted to nominate. And then I took the challenge. And so it was one of those things where it was just like, you know, if you're going to get nominated, spice it up. I will say this. One of my favorite is from a kind of a controversial human being just in general, but Charlie Sheen's. I don't know if
I love his.
Not a good guy, but his was great.
His was great. So basically what he did was...
I don't
was,
like being cold.
He's like, he like had this like bucket.
Looks like it had water in
it. Looks like it had water in it. And he like flips it over his head and just $100 bills just
$10,000 total.
It's $10,000 total. And he's like, "Oh, wait, that's not ice. That's $10,000, because let's be honest.
That's what I'm donating.
That's what's gonna make a difference.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. Yeah. So Lee, I nominated Lee. You said you got nominated other times too. Explain why you didn't
like
do
three
it.
Times. Let's see. A. I don't like cold water. B.
Do you take showers?
College student. Yeah, I take showers. Doesn't mean I take showers with ice in them, okay. With my clothes on. Like
okay.
What do I look
like? You could have just worn a bathing suit like most people did.
Okay, well, that's nice.
Yeah, right. Reason
I'm glad you did. But I got nominated, but I have yet to watch the video, so technically
So if you declined it, what are you supposed to do, Cameron? You're supposed to donate the money,
the
right?
Thing is
I
to
did
donate
the
money.
I've donated $20 to the charity.
Okay.
I donated for both of them.
You're a better human being than I am.
Oh, wow. Well, aren't you nice?
I poured water on my head.
I don't know if you saw Luke Hollis's, and he's another friend
I didn't
friend
see his, no.
Well, basically, he made... Let's say this. He said a remark that he meant to be kind of like, you know, sarcastic, like just being funny, kind of making fun of other people. But basically what he did was is he took the ice bucket and he's like holding it in front of him and he's like, "I am pouring this ice bucket on top of my head because I don't want to donate to charity," and then flips it over. It was great. But
The best part of the whole thing was, you know, it was at its peak, what, 2 weeks ago or so?
Yeah,
it
just took off 2 or 3 weeks ago.
I think the best part about it was the fails.
Oh, yeah. Like,
there were some people who...
So many vines.
They would have a friend do it for them, and the friend would dump it on himself. The bucket would end up on the person's head. Different
Someone was sharing, like, the fail videos, and they're like, I thought this was, you know, supposed to help people who had muscle disorders, you know, and people were like, there was one where it was like this, they filled a trash can, like one of those.
I saw that one.
And it's like filled up with ice. And so they're doing it from the top deck and they're trying to tip it and it just crashes through the railing and falls on top of this poor girl.
Yes.
I'm just like, half of me is like, really, you know,
Or the guys who would try to do it to themselves, like you were talking about Luke, and couldn't raise it. You know, they put too much water, like, and they would fall back. But and it was an interesting. I thought it was interesting just to.
If I'm correct, I believe the organization
made a ton of money.
Well, not only made a ton of money, but I believe they started it. And let's say this: I'm a journalism and mass communications student. My focus is public relations.
Right.
And from a PR standpoint, like, this blew up. Like, when you can have...
The gold mine.
Yeah, exactly. When you can have so many people just participate in it and it becomes a trending topic. Hold on, I'm up.
Well, when you have people like... I was just here pulling up on Wikipedia. When you have people like, obviously, LeBron James, former President George W. Bush doing it, other people... Barack Obama was nominated, but it says here he declined and donated... other people, Justin Bieber was criticized for not properly doing the challenge. Well, isn't that a surprise? But I thought, just to kind of take your angle on it, Cameron, I'm a communications major, so we deal a lot with, you know, sometimes like mass communications and kind of the social media aspect of everything. I thought it was fascinating just to see how
it blew up.
It blew up, how the whole country got behind it. A lot of people got sick of it, you know. Eventually, Facebook was full of, oh, I'm sick of ice bucket challenges type posts. That's what everyone was talking about for a whole week.
Here's my thing. There was also some controversy for more conservative peoples about the methods the ALS system, you know, because they use stem cell research. Here's my pet peeve about that would be, first, you know, there are plenty of other organizations that support.
Just do the ice challenge and then donate it to a different...
Yeah, donate it to someone else. And second, it's creating awareness for two great things. It's creating awareness for ALS, you know, huge. If you asked anyone, you know...
anyone at the beginning of the summer what ALS was, nobody could have told you.
Exactly.
But now...
Ask it now and
everyone
Oh, yeah, it's
tell
like
you.
That ice bucket challenge thing for the disease. Yes, and then, you know, the other thing is it's encouraging people to donate to whatever cause.
Which is a good thing in and of itself. And yeah, I agree with you. I did the aspect challenge, as I mentioned, but I made sure to clarify that I don't support stem cell research. I don't support. I'm pro-life and so on. There one that I recommended was teamgleason.org, which is one I saw floating around there. So but back to like the funny side of it, just to wrap that out, was the one that 50 Cent, the rapper, he didn't do it. He said... He basically took a twist on it and challenged Floyd Mayweather, the boxer, who is, of course, like, fantastically rich. He says, if you can read a full page, was it Harry Potter? Was it a full page of Harry Potter?
I'm not exactly sure what book it was.
It was either Harry Potter. A full page of Harry Potter without stuttering or messing up, then I will donate. But if not, then Floyd will donate.
That is a whole conversation in itself, man.
Wow, that was a highlight of the whole ALS thing.
I was just like... Poor Floyd Mayweather, man.
He can't read.
No, it's I've heard the audio recording of him.
It's pretty bad.
And it's really sad. And just to be like, hey, read a book and I'll donate money. I don't know. I question it a little. I mean, you know.
It's almost like
smart
he's just
jabs. Supposedly they've been going back and forth for some time now.
Half me, yeah, because if that's the case where it's just smart jabs back at each other, you know. I'll be fine with that. So,
but I think, you know, we're about ready to wrap it up. So I think we're going to move on to our kind of final thing we wanted to mention before we close out here in a couple minutes is Rush, which is a huge thing at Bob Jones. And we're just going to kind of rep our societies and, you know, just kind of let you know, because I know a lot of, you know, freshmen, they don't really have a clue what's going on, what Rush is, what societies are really. And so societies are kind of a group of guys that get together once a week or twice a week, technically, for a prayer group. And prayer meeting, and mm-hmm. Society on Fridays. And they're kind of like your closest friends. The guys that I joined with, I'm still best friends with. They're the guys that I've hung out with for 4 years, still my best friends. And, you know, I just thought it'd be cool to shout out. I joined the Panthers. Ethan also joined the Panthers.
That was a mistake because Lee's in it.
I know. I don't know what happened there. But so, I mean, we're a smaller society, but it's cool. Mm-hmm. Cameron, you are in the Cobras or Rams?
No, Cavaliers.
Oh, Cavaliers.
It's on his laptop right there, man. Come on.
Chi Alpha Pi Cavaliers.
He's actually the president of the Cavs.
Yeah, so, I am this year.
Please give us your spiel.
My spiel.
Well, you're the vice president of the Panthers.
He's the president. He outranks me.
You know, I just... I will say this just in general. If freshmen for who are choosing society, choose a society who you know there are guys in there who you're going to like. You know, take a look at how the guys in there react to one another. I think the Cavs are great. We've got a great bond.
You guys have a lot of solid guys.
Yeah, we've got a lot of solid guys in our society. You know, so just take a moment to just look at the guys surrounding you. If the guys in the Cavs are your preference, if you can fit in, join us. You know, if you can fit in the Panthers, if you look around, see those guys talking to one another, see how they, you know, play off of each other, join them.
A lot of tips you can give for freshmen with this, it goes on and on and on. I saw my brother the other day. Talk to everybody. Man, just kind of as we closing out here, talk to everybody. Get all the free stuff you can.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. That's one thing you got to remember. You know, like, they'll offer you things. Take it all, man, and make your decision. Get as much information as you can,
mm-hmm.
and
definitely just see who you'd mesh with. Because honestly, they're not guys you're hanging out with for the next 4 years.
And watch,
don't do it just because they're cool.
Look for the sophomores and freshmen that are kind of going to join along with you.
And join with a friend. I think that's the best thing.
That is
a very good
idea.
I joined with my friend Bernard, and that was like the best thing. Because even when you first get into society, it's still kind of weird because you don't know all the guys really well. And if you have a friend that's there, then, you know, it's cool. So
awesome. So we're going to...
I think that's all the time that we have for this podcast. But again, thank you for listening. We have a Twitter handle. It's going to be at
checkpleasebju,
all lowercase. But again, I'm Cameron Smith.
Right. Ethan Sanders.
And Lee Campbell. Thanks for tuning in.